Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been a week now since protesters in Boston took over Dewey Square downtown in front of the Federal Reserve Building. They're protesting what they call social inequalities and corporate greed. If you've seen them, they look like regular protesters holding signs, but hearing them is something else. WBUR's Bianca Boskistonis reports on how the protesters communicate with each other in the same way they want society to operate.
One thing about the protesters is that they hold a lot of meetings.
Welcome! All right, so really quick, here's how we do GA.
GA stands for General Assembly. That's where everyone comes together to talk about logistics or big actions. Today, Marissa Eggerstrom is facilitating. She's a PhD student from Harvard.
I personally am uncomfortable with the use of a bullhorn.
I believe that the people's mic
is an incredibly effective
mode of communication.
That thing they're doing where everyone repeats everything, that's the people's mic. It's a way to amplify a speaker's voice, but it also becomes a ritual to make everyone feel, well, united.
Could we have a temperature check on that?
Temperature check. This is how the group gauges opinion on an idea or proposal. If they like it, they wiggle their fingers in the air. If they don't, their fingers wiggle downward. Fingers go in front if they're just so-so.
Mic check.
Mic check.
Does that look? Like three-fourths. Consensus.
Three-quarters of the group has to agree on something before a proposal passes, and it can take strenuous debate to get there, especially when it comes to actions, such as demonstrating in front of the State House.
99% so are you!
So are you! After the march, the group talks about how it went.
Hey, all!
Hey, all!
Good job, everybody!
Good job, everybody!
I'm pumped at the...
And even here, they use this strangely formal method for communicating.
I also think... As part of my personal opinion...
That the police...
Didn't just brutalize us.
They also...
Spent a fortune... In terms of time and money... Our money... Guiding traffic. That was okay for me.
Most people disagree.
I believe that the job of the police... Is to protect the ruling class...
A.K.A. the 1%...
From people...
Like us.
By the end, everyone agrees the police, as individuals, can be good people.
I'm Jeff Stein. I am 22 years old. I live in Boston, and I work as a produce clerk.
Stein is one of the many facilitators here. He says the consensus process is good because it gives everyone a voice and keeps the movement cohesive. It also models the type of democracy that protesters want.
So by demonstrating that there's another way of making decisions, and we can reach decisions that way, and be in a place where everyone is more on board and invested in the decisions we make, demonstrating that shows that we can build another world just in this very small sense.
The consensus process and many of the rituals trace their roots to anti-Vietnam War activists, specifically Quaker activists who were dissatisfied with the mainstream Quaker church's response to that war. The group then became the Movement for a New Society, which played a big role in protests against the war and the nuclear industry. Stein recognizes this isn't the most efficient way to do things, but he thinks the benefits of inclusiveness far outweigh any need for efficiency. But it's this model that eventually undid the Movement for a New Society. That group eventually disbanded because getting three-fourths consensus was just too limiting, and members eventually disagreed about the importance of having a leader. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Boskistonis.